Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we join together Marilyn York and Howard Rosenberg for the whole show. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great group for the whole show today. I'm so excited. Marilyn York is here. She's the men's rights attorney dealing in family law. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Yeah.
And Howard Rosenberg, you and our professor of art and art education.
We're a group.
We are.
You
apparently.
Are.
Apparently.
You are. Okay. So first of all, I want to start out with, you had a video recently that went viral. What was it about and why did it go viral?
It was my TV commercial, I guess, picking on women, shall we say, at the baseball park. And I'm not sure why Jezebel put it on her blog, and I don't know who she is, but it's a national blog, who called me either a comedic genius or the devil, and played my commercial on there, and then in a couple days, about 75,000 people watched it. And then I've been on national radio shows since, all over the country, strangely. I don't know why I say yes, but...
Okay, and what's been the response to you? Because you do have a unique practice.
Yes.
I don't know if there's anybody else.
I'm a
else.
Gender traitor, mostly, that they can't believe a woman represents men, and I'm leaving my gender behind. Check my skirt, see what my gender really is. I don't think people understand that they're actually the underdog in the court system, and that kids need both, you know, moms and dads. That's all we're trying to do, and men don't even realize that. So we educate them, and then we backbone train them, and we are their cheerleaders and their mouthpiece. So I think we actually provide a service. Men get it. Women want me to die.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have you two together, Howard,
I'm fascinated. Do tell.
Oh, okay, it's because you can take the applications that Marilyn has in her business to so many other areas of life. It's fabulous. I worked with her on a radio show for about a year, and I learned so much. So I'm wondering, what could the school district, for example, learn in terms of negotiations to be able to get more things done?
Well, one of the things we talked about at the court level when we did a think tank is how to make people follow court orders. And one of the things I pointed out, which went to the cricket zone of silence was perhaps we should teach people how to deal with relationships at a younger age in the school district, elementary school, teach them how to conflict resolve, because we take these parents that grew up in a trailer and were treated terribly, and then we penalize them for not being good people when no one taught them how to actually be good parents or have good relationships with their, you know, spouse or their children. So I think we need to back up and actually give some skills instead of penalizing them and putting them in jail for skills they never had. Or trying to teach them as adults is ridiculous when they already have kids and they're stressed and they're underpaid and they have limited resources. And again, crickets in the think tank.
Howard, how do you respond?
The schools are asked more and more to do more and more. And it's difficult. It's very difficult.
With funding, especially.
Funding and just having the time to do what needs to be done. The kid spends about 7 hours a day with a teacher or maybe a group of teachers. That's more time than he probably spends with his family, whatever that family may be. So it's really difficult. Social and mental learning are important. And the counselors in the public school system are trying their damnedest to be able to funnel this kind of instruction in, but in a comfortable way, when they're at their youngest, because that's when it needs to be done. You've said something that I don't like, but it's true. By the time they get into high school, it's too late. We've already lost them. We've got to start doing this in elementary school.
Why can't we teach it in the curriculum, though? Like, the teacher
exactly.
can show them during class. You're teaching math. Kids get in a fight, of course, because they're awake and they're competitive. And you teach them how to resolve that conflict on the spot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take the math lesson away, and it's not a special class. It's a constant education that the teachers need to be taught, and then they just filter it through all other subjects.
I think what would be wonderful is, why don't we let the teachers develop the curriculum instead of going out and buying this canned garbage that we're using? Now, not all of it is bad and not all of it is garbage. Howard, shame on you. But for too much of it, teachers have nothing whatever to do with it except they're given a script and this is what they're supposed to teach. They're not mechanics. They are teachers, and teacher is not a job. It's a calling. You have to be completely out of your mind to be a teacher these days.
Okay, now is this problem generational? I mean, if you're looking at kids in the university level over the last, you know, decade, are you seeing this as a continuing problem?
Yes, yes. One of the things that I hope I bring to the Board of Trustees is I get the kids after they have gone through the public school system. And it's not just our public school system. It's any public school system. We have kids from out of state. We have kids from Las Vegas. We have kids from all of the rural counties.
We invented the entitlement generation, though.
Yeah,
we did.
We did.
I mean, it is a generational thing. It's worse than it had been.
Yeah.
And so how do we resolve that?
We can't continue to give participation ribbons for every single sport and reward every single kid for doing a crap job. And then this bullying thing is out of control. I don't think bullying is good, but they're overemphasizing yep. and teaching kids to be victims and not handle the fact that kids are not mean or that kids are mean. We get to my age, I get death threats and nobody cries bully and you don't see me crying on TV. I'm like, don't be a men's rights attorney and be a woman. Marilyn, shut up. Get over it.
Well, and you raise a very good point. I mean, when I was a kid, there was plenty of bullying going
yeah.
on. I remember one time in the deepest, darkest portion of North London that a kid held an open razor blade to my wrist. And I was standing there going, will I be here in five minutes or not?
Yeah.
But I didn't go whine to anybody. It's probably the first time I mentioned it in 30 years.
We're going to get hate mail for saying this, of course.
Oh, yes.
But it's become a cause célèbre in
yes.
terms of anti-bullying.
Yes. Yes, it becomes a topic unto itself and develops a life of its own. And if you begin to criticize it, you get into a problem.
Social media is an issue, though. It does grow
big.
Much faster,
yeah.
much bigger. There's a bigger audience, and it puts pressure on kids that we didn't grow up with, not even me.
Okay, let's stand by, and let's talk about social media when we come back.
Fine, you go talk about social media.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, this could be the basis of a whole new show for my company to produce here. We have Marilyn York and Howard Rosenberg. So we were getting into social media. And, you know, let's start out with the fact that, you know, two people in a room, including my wife and I, we can be sitting in the same room and we're emailing each other and we're texting each
yes.
other. We're in the same room 3 feet away. And
that's most dinner couples these days. You see them on their respective cell phones
yes.
scrolling down the most boring
yes.
thing ever, Facebook.
Yes. Oh, okay. So what is happening to our next generations, and including ourselves, when that's what we're doing all the time?
I don't know. It must be something in the brain that triggers us and our ADHD, where we get constant, you know, feedback. And
well, you get huge response to yourself on Facebook.
Yeah, negative and positive.
Well, you have a huge fan base, but you also have a lot of people you've irritated over the years,
yes.
but that comes with your job.
And my attitude problem. Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's strange. We're exactly alike.
That's why he stuck
us together.
The
very same problem.
That's why he put us together.
This thing
how for
can
those on
be.
The radio, how it's holding his phone.
Yes.
Okay. This thing is a real fact of life. Deal with it. This is how the younger generation seems to be learning. Then that's the way we can begin to teach. I've got a thing, I think I've told you this before, Sam, on all of my syllabi at school. It says, turn off all electronic equipment. Not now. Now I have, you are invited to bring everything electronic. If you can carry your computer, bring it, I don't care. You can use it all during class. If that's the way you learn, fine with me. But if you walk out of here and you don't know a word, a name, or a movement that I've talked about, you're in deep trouble. Because you can find it in 20 seconds. It's no longer teaching stuff. It's now framing the question so they can get the stuff
so I can Google
themselves.
It. My kids always say, Google it, Mom. And they're 7 and 9.
Right. Exactly.
But, I mean, it's not just the kids. I mean, it's all of us.
We should use it in moderation, though, like any addiction. We just need to calm it down a little and remember what human... That's part of the civility issue. I was just telling Howard that the birth control decision, there's a fight on Facebook right now with a bunch of lawyers throwing their egos around and insulting each other. And I said, why can't you just educate one another without the personal attacks and bragging about how you're smarter than all of us?
Uh-huh.
Nobody asked you. And quit making lawyers look worse by bringing your ego and calling yourself a lawyer. Please.
But isn't this the fault of the all-news networks that, you know, this is their stock and trade, is to have, you know, two sides to every opinion and have them fight.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And if they don't fight, then the show doesn't get ratings.
Of course. That's why people like me, because everyone fights about me and my controversy. So, yeah,
is
you're right.
Controversial?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. We have to talk.
I'm just me. It does incite anger.
We have to talk.
Okay, briefly, explain to Howard what you do.
I'm an attorney. I represent men in divorce. Essentially, I have 10 female employees, and that's our thing. We only represent men. If a woman wants to hire us, she has to be referred to us personally, and it's about 5% of the practice. But typically, we represent men in all family law matters.
And what do you explain to the men when you take them on as clients?
That the kids come first, and if you want to get, you know, child custody just to save child support, go somewhere else. We're not for sale. We're trying to help kids, and dads are needed. Statistically speaking, 95% of prison inmates have no fathers. 50% of kids are born out of wedlock, 40% raised without fathers. And all the statistical data shows that if you're raised without a father, you have very little chance to be successful.
But what about the manipulation side of things? In terms of women?
Well, women have been planning for a year before they show up in my office. 90% of divorces are filed by women, and they're planned out 6 to 12 months before they get in there.
Oh.
And these guys are always blindsided.
Now I get
They
it.
Lost their baby weight. They transferred all the money into their account. Oh. They got a fake boob job, you know, that the man paid for, and then they leave them. You know, and the guys are always blindsided.
I can see why there could be a problem with you.
I just
for
outed
certain
them.
People.
I just outed them.
Yeah, I
for
can
their,
see that.
Yeah, it is a pattern, and all the power to women. I would do it if I were in that position. It's just the way women are. We're planners. We also mourn the relationship while we're still in it. So when it's done for us, we have a new boyfriend, and the men start mourning 6 months after they're served. I mean, there's just a different emotional kind of processing of a relationship end.
But like I say, one can learn a lot from what she's talking about.
True.
Because, I mean, we're all in relationships, whether they're romantic relationships or marriages or whatever. You know,
boss,
yep.
Employee, everything that makes this world tick is a relationship. And none of us taught us how to do it particularly productively or cordially or stick up for ourselves in a, you know,
and
smart way.
And if you do stick up for yourself, you're going to get into trouble.
If you're a girl and do it, you're the B word.
Tired.
Yeah, if you're a guy, you're a jerk or a hero.
All right, so in as gay marriage is becoming more and more prevalent across the country, and even Orrin Hatch said it's just a matter of time before it's nationally done, how does this affect the gay community?
The only thing that bothers me about it is the birth certificate issue. Get married, I don't care, we'll divorce you. Obviously, I'm a divorce attorney, we could care less. But it's confusing on the birth certificate, in my opinion. They now say you can be the same gender. You can have two moms on a birth certificate or two dads. And it used to be biological, so you had a dad and a mom.
Right.
So why not four people on a birth certificate? If biology has nothing to do with it, and people raise kids in a commune or a house of four, how far are we going to get, and how complicated is the custody going to get?
Wait. Now, we're talking about adopting a surrogate
okay. or they have their own child because they use a donor or whatever method they use to have babies, and then and or one adopts. It's become an issue at the Supreme Court level where you can now put two moms or two dads on the birth certificate.
Right.
But I, who have a stepson I've raised since he was 5 years old, they won't let me adopt him because I'm not domestic partners with his father because I don't want to be. We're divorced. But I've raised him, and they said, we don't know where to put your name on the birth certificate. Like, is it not obvious that I'm his mother and he's his father? So now this issue has caused what used to be a traditional picture to be confusing. So we can fix it, I'm sure, but I'm just worried about how far it's going to go and what it's going to do to our custody.
Do you know the possibilities for scripts for Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any idea what's coming? Okay. Melissa is going to get hold of this, and oh, boy,
okay,
this is going to be something else.
So we're going to take a break, and we will continue down that road when we come back.
I'm not sure I want to go down there.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans. Some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a great conversation going on between Howard Rosenberg and Marilyn York. So, Howard, you were bringing up movie scripts, and I wanted to bring up to you some of the changes that we're seeing in network television programs, mm-hmm. where the most despicable, horrible, physical things are being done to people on channels that used to be protected, you know, as far as the kids were concerned, mm-hmm. Maybe even grown-ups. Do we really need to see people having their teeth extracted in violent conditions on network television?
You're old, Sam. You're very old. And I'm older than you are because you're saying what my father said to me when we were going way back in the 40s and 50s and seeing some of the stuff that was put out then. There's nothing put out by Hollywood or the television industry that doesn't have a market. They won't do it just for the pure hell of doing it. They've got to know that that long arm is going to reach through whatever it is you're looking at and get your checkbook. That's what they're after. As long as there's a market for it, Sam, they're going to produce it.
And I agree. It grosses me out. Sure. I want to turn it off. It makes me uncomfortable. But America likes to see train wrecks.
Yeah.
And reality TV and catfights, like you said. And
please.
Gore.
The Real Housewives of wherever the hell they're from.
And they're not
of
housewives.
All the unattractive people in the world. Who needs this?
They have jobs.
But what we are seeing, though, is we are seeing changes in culture.
Changes.
No, not necessarily. By racial changes.
No, wait. You're getting into something here.
Okay.
Now, are the movies reflective of society, or do the movies make society?
And which way do you think?
I haven't the foggiest idea. I have been on one side for 10 or 15 years, then I'm on the other side. It's bananas. I'm getting ready to do a film class next semester on faith. So the first thing everybody says is, oh, you're going to deal with religion? No, I'm going to deal with faith. They're two different things. How do you figure that? So I try to explain it from my standpoint. I have one priest who is so mad at me, I think he is going to make a deal with the devil to get rid of me.
It's called excommunication.
Really? A Jew? What are they going to do with me, for God's sake? But it's that kind of thing. All right, what am I going to show? Going My Way. Wonderful old movie with Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald. It's not about religion. It's about people getting old and what happens to them when they get old. Where do we put them? Then I'm going to show them The Nun Story. It's a wonderful film about a woman who leaves the order. She finds that religion is getting in the way of her faith. That kind of thing. So that's reflective of a certain part of society that lived at this particular time. Now, Dominion, the blood stuff all over television. I am so sick of vampires. It's boring. It really
does desensitize us, though.
Completely.
We get used to seeing it and desensitizes
sure.
us. I mean, my kids say atrocious things that are very verbally violent
yes.
that I just appall me. My 7-year-old, please don't threaten that to me. It's extreme, and I wouldn't have thought that way as a kid. I wouldn't have had the material.
No,
but it's not playing out though in real life, is it?
Not at my house, but I'll hopefully.
But it can
keep that
play
down.
Out.
But they don't understand that it's even a bad thing to say at 7 years old. That I'm going to peel your head back or your head, flesh off your skull. I mean, it's very specific threats. Gosh.
Yeah, Sam, how many times have I said in a classroom over a 50-year period, you do that one more time, I'm going to murder you. I'm not going to go and murder
sure.
them. Today,
but you don't give descriptors.
Can't do it. I got called before my chairman because I slapped a student. And he said, did you do that? I said, yes. He said, I strike them regularly like a gong. That's what you do. And he looked at me. He said, I'm serious. I said, okay, when they do something they shouldn't be doing, I say, put out your hand. They usually do this. Then I said, turn it over, and I go like that. It's a joke. I am told that I must not touch another student.
And how do you feel about that?
I think it's silly. I taught kindergarten for a year. The kids try to climb you. What am I supposed to say? Don't touch me? Go away.
They can touch you. You cannot touch them.
Is that how it operates?
Apparently.
Okay, but I do think that entertainment, the entertainment industry does change attitudes. I think you know, gay marriage, for example, has become far more acceptable. Gay couples, period, have become far more acceptable because of television programs that have created basic family situations on television. Mm-hmm. But by telling stories that everybody can relate to.
I think that's healthy for kids that are in that identity crisis. Those are our most at-risk kids, are the LGBT kids that get kicked out of their homes. They're the homeless kids. They're the ones using drugs. So if we can send them the message and they're safer for it, fantastic.
Do you know how much we've changed? I was sitting in one of our graduations, and I don't remember which one, and I was told one of the kids is coming across the stage, it's going to be different. So, all right, fine. Kid comes out, mop of curly blonde hair, you know, fully dressed, like, you know, he should be, walks across stage on 5-inch stilettos.
There you
go. He was making his statement. Good luck to him. I think that it's marvelous you can even walk on
say,
the damn thing and then down the stairs.
All right.
Hello.
This is where we got to leave it. Thank you both
for a
very entertaining conversation.
I like this.
Come back again together, will you?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Fine.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Nissan of Reno, low prices are what we do.
We have 2014 Altima starting at a low $18,995. A midsize sedan that gets 38 miles per gallon for only $18,995?
That has to be the best deal in Northern Nevada on a new car. Only at Nissan of Reno.
When you are ready to continue your education at a university recognized for quality and affordability, you are ready for American Public University. American Public University is the online university that works with select Fortune 500 companies. We have more than 90 online degrees with flexible scheduling for working adults, and student costs are 20% less than the average at state universities. So when you're ready to work towards making your goal a reality, choose American Public University. Learn more at visitapu.com. American Public University, ready when you are.
You know, Grocery Outlet has unbeatable prices.
Save up to 60%.
Did you know about the organic selection and the premium wine?
Keep it real with premium grapes.
Did you know about the products from all
from the West Coast to the West Coast to somewhere else.
And did you know Tillamook butter is only $2.99? Plus Hebrew National Franks, also just $2.99.
At Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
I like talking in this voice. I sound good.
At Nissan of Reno, we have the lowest prices on all-wheel drives.
We have 2014 Juke starting at only $19,995, or pick out a new 2014 Rogue Select for the same $19,995.
Nissan of Reno is Northern Nevada's best choice for all-wheel drive.
Among the guests coming up next week, Harry D. Loretto, the home builder, talking about what's going on in the state of Nevada. We'll see you on the next broadcast.